Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. In recent weeks, we have discussed in the Bixography Forum two musicians who played with Bix, Adrian Rollini and Arnold Brillhart. Both of these musicians started their careers with the California Ramblers, and therefore I thought I would devote today's program to the California Ramblers and specifically to very early California Ramblers, and I'll have a bunch of recordings from 1921-22, just one recording each from those 2 years, and then several ones from 1923. First, let me read what the Grove Music Online site tells us about the California Ramblers. A group of studio players that recorded from 1921 to 1937 under the leadership of the singer Ed Wallace T. (parentheses) Kirkby. Its main members changed regularly and numbered between 9 and 14. The violinist Arthur Hand was the ensemble's music director between 1922 and 1925, and Kirkby sang on its recordings from 1926 to 1935. Regular members were the pianist Irving Brodsky, the banjoist Tommy Fellini, and the saxophonist Adrian Rollini, and at different times the group included the Dorsey brothers, Stan King, Miff Maul, Bill Moore, Red Nichols, and Chelsea Quilly. As well as working as the California Ramblers, the band released material under dozens of pseudonyms and such recording groups as the Five Birmingham Babies, the Goofus Five, the Vagabonds, the Varsity Eight, and Ted Wallace's orchestra often drew on many of the same personnel. The California Ramblers recorded prolifically for numerous labels and were among the pioneers of the big band style of jazz. The group's material was called predominantly from popular dance hits of the decade and was presented in tight, deft arrangements influenced by classic ragtime. In performance, the players realized these pieces with agility and accuracy and added fluent melodic improvisations, although the singing was sometimes banal and hackneyed. Besides recording, the group appeared for some years at its own roadhouse, the California Ramblers Inn on Pelham Bay, New York. Jimmy Dorsey worked there with the band in the summer of 1924. Well, that's what the website tells us. What it doesn't tell us is that in 1925, at least that's the way I understand it, Adrian Rollini took over the musical direction of the group. Let's start with the music. I have in front of me the 1975 edition of the American Dance Band Discography 1917-1942 by Brian Rust. And the first recording of the California Ramblers listed here is from November 17, 1921. I don't have that. The first, the earliest recording that I have of the California Ramblers is from December 29, 1921. And the tune is entitled Smiling. The composition of the band here, as given by Brian Rust, is Lud Baker on trumpet, Black Rothwell on trombone, Jimmy Duff clarinet alto sax, Sylvan Solomon on tenor sax, Oscar Adler on violin, Preston Sargent on piano, Ray Kitchingham or Kitchingman on banjo, Otto Yedla on brass bass, and Max McIntosh on drums. You notice, of course, the conspicuous absence of the great Adrian Rollini. He didn't join the California Ramblers until next year. So let's listen then to a couple of early recordings by the California Ramblers from 1921 and from 1922. Thank you. failed to give the title of the second tune that I played there. That was Bow Wow Blues. I also would like to remark that in the first recording that I play, Smiling, from December of 1921, there are a couple of banjo solos there by Ray Kitchingham or Kitchingman. And Bow Wow Blues is played in the normal way that white bands played blues, a bit of ragtime, not much blues in there, and very little swinging in either of the two recordings. Okay, let's move now to 1923 with the tune My Sweetie Went Away. By now, Adrian Rollini had joined the band. I see in Rust's discography that the first recording of Adrian Rollini with the California Ramblers is from April 3rd, 1922. I don't have that. The recording that I have is from 1923. My Sweetie Went Away. That's July 12, 1923, and I follow that with the recording from the same day. I Love Me, I'm Wild About Myself, in parentheses. A composition of the band here is Frank Cush and Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Jimmy Duff on clarinet or alto sax, Freddie Kuzik on tenor sax, Adrian Rollin on bass sax, Arthur Hand, violin director. And it says here, sometimes the band is augmented by Ed Sutton, Joe LaFaro, Sid Harris. I imagine on violin, but I'm not sure. Irving Brodsky on piano, Ray Kitchingman on banjo, and Fred Henry on drums. Okay, so let's listen then to a couple of early recordings by the California Ramblers. This is now 1923. Thank you. I like very much the tune My Sweetie Went Away. On the other hand, I Love Me, the second tune, is sort of a novelty tune. In the first one, in My Sweetie Went Away, you can see the beginning of the idea of call and answer, trading fours. The bass saxophone and the clarinet are taking turns at playing the melody. That's pretty good. I'm going to go to the next recording session. This is now August 2nd, 1923, and we have three additions here, or replacements. Bobby Davis on the clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax. Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax. He replaces Duff. And Stan King on drums and kazoo replaces Henry. So now the band really is almost what one thinks of in terms of the California Ramblers. The one missing link there is Tommy Fellini, the banjo player, who joined the band, I believe, in 1924. Okay, now the next two recordings I want to play are then from August 2nd, 1923, and now we have Arnold Brillhart on it. It's the two tunes are That Old Gang of Mine and Louisville. So let's listen then to the California Ramblers, now almost the complete band, the way we think of the California Ramblers. This is 1923. Thank you. First recording was pretty good. I like it, and I noticed something which I guess, for lack of a better word, I will call an obbligato of Adrian Rollini behind the clarinet, I guess. Very interesting that so early Adrian Rollini was doing already all these things, but of course he was very advanced as compared to the other musicians of his time. Okay, let's move now to August 11, 1923, and the tune is That Big Blonde Mama, and I'll follow that You Simply Got Me Cuckoo. And the composition of the band is the same as before. We have Frank Kush and Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Bobby Davis, Arnold Brillhart, and Freddie Kuzik on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Arthur Hand on violin, Irving Brodsky on piano, Ray Kitchingman on banjo, and Stan King on kazoo. So let's listen to a couple of recordings of the California Ramblers in 1923.
Thank you.
I forgot to give the date of the recording for You've Simply Got Me Cuckoo. That was September 4th, 1923. And I want to make a couple of comments. In the first recording, in that big blonde mama, there is a kazoo, probably or most likely by Stan King. I wonder if that's the first time that Stan King plays the kazoo on a recording. And then there was a very extended solo by Adrian Rollini in the second number that I played. Now, from the same date as You've Simply Got Me Cuckoo, from September 4th, 1923, the next recording I want to play is If I Can't Get the Sweetie I Want. And following that, from October 2nd, 1923, You Darling You. So here are the California Ramblers again in 1923.
Thank you.
I want to make a correction. It turns out that the California Ramblers recorded the tune You Darling You twice, once on October 2nd, 1923, and then the next time on October 8th, 1923. First recording was for Pathé Perfect, whereas the second one was for Columbia, and I played the Columbia one. Okay. Did you notice that the tune If I Can't Get the Sweetie I Want had some sections very reminiscent of Tain't So, Honey Tain't So? At least to my ears, there were very similar sections there. Okay, let's wind up today's edition of WBIX with another two recordings, early recordings from the California Ramblers. Composition of the band is the same as in the previous. The date is October 8, 1923, and the tune is Melancholy. And I'll follow that with a tune recorded on the next recording session, which was October 17, 1923, entitled Moonlight Kisses. So let's listen to the California Ramblers, 1923. Thank you. I must admit that several of the recordings that I play are not really great, not to the standards of the later California Ramblers. Several of them didn't even swing, but it is interesting from a historic point of view to see the early recordings of a band, to sort of figure out how they evolved and in fact how the whole music scene in the 1920s evolved from the early 20s into the late 20s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this